Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Beyond the Frame podcast. I'm your host, Hannah, and today we are diving into something we all feel but don't always talk about, which is the idea that all bodies are good bodies. And we're going to talk about how this can get lost in the noise of diet culture. So grab your coffee, tea, or whatever keeps you comfy, and let's get into it. All right, let's kick things off with the phrase, all bodies are good bodies. I mean, it seems simple, right? And honestly, it should be. But the world we live in, it's not always that easy. You know, from the moment we wake up, we are bombarded with messages about the quote-unquote ideal body type. You know, that perfect weight or image we're supposed to aspire to. But what if you don't fit that mold? Well, you get told in like a million different ways that you need to change in order to be loved, accepted, or valued. So let's just start with a little review of what diet culture is. Now, diet culture is a belief system that basically worships thinness and makes anyone who doesn't fit that standard feel like they're doing something wrong. You know, it pushes this constant idea that your body's not quote unquote right unless it looks a certain way. And the media, fitness influencers, or even that friend who's always talking about the latest diet, you know, it all feeds into this narrative. But here's the thing that you must start to learn. Your body is not a project to fix. Let me repeat that again. Your body is not a project that needs to be fixed. It's your body, and it doesn't need to meet some arbitrary standard to be loved and respected. I mean, diet culture wants you to shrink yourself, you know, to change in order to fit in, but that's just not the truth. Now, I'm a very black and white person, and so I love learning about the science and facts around things to fully understand them. So let's dive into some science to kind of back up the truth that, you know, the phrase all bodies are good bodies, it's actually true. I mean, because it may be easy to say, but it's even more powerful when we understand why it's true. So let's break it down in a way that makes sense. First, let's start with the fundamental fact that all bodies are designed for survival. Now, regardless of your body size, shape, or appearance, your body has complex systems in place to keep you alive and functioning. And that's for everybody. No matter the size, it has systems that regulate breathing, digestion, circulation, and temperature, just to name a few. Now, these systems, they work tirelessly 24/7 to maintain homeostasis, and that's the balance that your body needs to stay healthy. It's crazy if you think about the fact that our bodies, they can heal, they can fight infections, and they can adapt to challenges. And that's nothing short of amazing, and it has nothing to do with the outer appearance. So let's talk about weight and health, because diet culture often ties health directly to weight. But research tells us that health isn't just about the number on the scale. Health is multifaceted, and that includes things like mental well-being, physical activity, nutrition, and how your body functions on a daily basis. You know, there are studies that show that people in larger bodies can have healthy blood pressure, healthy cholesterol levels, and be physically active. Likewise, people in smaller bodies might face health challenges like diabetes, heart disease, or mental health issues like an eating disorder. All that being said, it does not matter the frame of your body and what it looks like. So stop assuming that someone who exists in a fat body is unhealthy and that someone who exists in a thinner body that is accepted by society is healthy, because we cannot judge someone's health by their outward appearance. Because health is not determined by its size or shape alone. It is about the combination of factors that contribute to overall well-being. However, diet culture loves to tell us that health is just in the outward appearance. That's why it's so important to recognize that bodies come in different shapes and sizes because of genetics, not because one is quote unquote better than another, no matter what social media wants you to believe. So let's think of it like this. Your body is a product of your unique genetic makeup. You know, just like some people are born with brown eyes and others with blue, some bodies are naturally more muscular, while others carry more fat or are smaller in stature. And these variations are part of the natural diversity of the human population. And this diversity, it is actually crucial because it allows us to adapt to different environments and challenges. Now, here's a personal example. Growing up, my older mom and sister existed in very straight-sized, muscular bodies, and they could put on muscle and it showed. And I remember always envying that because no matter it seemed like how hard I worked out, I could not get like muscles to show. And by muscles, I was fixated with the trend of having a quote-unquote flat stomach and abs, which we know for women, you're not going to necessarily always have a flat stomach because you have to have fat there to protect your uterus. Now, because I felt different from my mom and sister, I felt like I had to change my body in order to prove that I was part of the family to some extent, which now sounds so silly because I understand that my body is just a combination of my mom, my dad, and their parents before them. And it's these genetics that make up who I am. And no matter how sick I was in my eating disorder, the frame of my body ultimately was not going to change. And I had to learn to accept that and to stop comparing. Because what's beautiful is there's no person in the family who looks the same. And I guarantee that we all struggle with wanting to look like someone else. However, that's not attainable. And if you think of it this way, you saying, "Oh, I wish I looked like so-and-so," that's disregarding all the love and all the genetics that were put into your body because nobody else is going to have your body and nobody else is you. And that's something that I'm really striving to accept and pushing others to accept, that you're great just the way you are because bodies are not meant to look all the same. Because at the end of the day, that's just not how biology works. Now, when it comes to body fat, many people mistakenly think of it as a negative thing, but fat serves an important purpose. You know, fat is essential for energy storage, insulation, and hormone regulation. In fact, your body needs a certain amount of fat to function properly. Because as we all know, if you've listened to the Fat Phobia podcast, if you haven't, here's your plug to go listen to it. But fat is not something to fear, but rather it's something your body uses to stay healthy. So when we say all bodies are good bodies, we are also recognizing that fat, like muscle or bone, is part of the normal, healthy structure of the body. Now let's talk about the mental and emotional side of things. So our bodies, they don't just serve a physical purpose. I mean, they also shape how we experience the world and interact with others. You know, there's research in the field of psychology that tells us that our self-image and body acceptance, they have a huge impact on our mental health. So when we learn to embrace our bodies as they are, we have a lower levels of stress, anxiety, or depression. Now, on the flip side, when we are constantly trying to change our bodies based on external pressures or, you know, unrealistic standards, it can negatively affect our mental well-being. So accepting the phrase that all bodies are good bodies, it's not just, you know, a nice idea or a phrase that, oh, that's great, but that doesn't apply to me. Because it's a scientifically supported way to improve overall health and happiness. When we can get to a place that we understand that all bodies, they are good bodies, and we exist in a good body. And that phrase doesn't just apply to everyone else but you or but me. But it's overall. It's literally for everybody. So when we say that all bodies are good bodies, we are acknowledging that every body is valuable because it functions to keep us alive. It contributes to our mental well-being, and it's an important part of the diverse human experience. Because friends, there is no need to fit into a mold. Your body, whatever form it takes, it's powerful, unique, and worthy of respect. Now, I know that someone who exists in the profession of art and who's constantly being compared to other people for roles, etc., whatnot, it can be so hard to embrace your diversity when you feel like your profession is telling you that you need to fit in or you need to fit this certain type in order to get the part. But that is just not the point. Because over time, I've come to realize that the more that I embrace who I am as a person and as an artist, that energy is going to be so unmatched in any room that I step into. And whether I am a perfect quote-unquote fit for this role or not, I'm going to be memorable. And I'd rather be memorable, and I'd rather be someone that people want to work with because they love my energy and they love to be around me, that they're going to stop thinking of, oh, I want someone with this height and this hair color and these eyes, and they're going to say, wow, I want to work with her, and let's do it. Let's try it. So I really encourage you guys, if you are struggling with that mindset and if you are in the arts field, know that at the end of the day, the people in that room want to see someone that they haven't seen before. They don't want to see a copy of the person that was just in the room. And they don't want to see the person that is going to enter the room next be just the same. They're looking for people who are different, no matter what they necessarily need. Because at the end of the day, whether you get that booking or not, they're going to remember you and they're going to want to work with you. Because it's honestly, it's rare in our society that we see people that are so confident in who they are and what they have to offer that it stands out. Now, I know that it's so much easier to talk about this than actually feel it. So here's a way to reframe how you can view your body. And this is super important. This is something I'm starting to catch myself also in doing and reframing how I speak about my body and how I view it. So what if we think of our bodies as partners, not projects? Let me repeat that. What if we think of our bodies as partners and not projects? You know, our bodies constantly are working to keep us alive, to give us the strength to experience the world and to support us through everything we do. So show up in your body, no matter what it looks like, especially in creative spaces. Whether you're a dancer, a painter, a performer, or any kind of artist, there is this pressure to look a certain way in order to be accepted or praised. And society tells us that in order to create or in order to be in the spotlight, we have to have the perfect body. But just like I mentioned earlier, that's not the reality. And ultimately, it's not about your body looking a certain way. What they're looking for is it's about your body expressing your creativity. Because art is an expression. We create it for ourselves. We don't create it for others. And your body, just as it is, it's the perfect vessel for that. It doesn't need to be perfect. And neither do you. And trust me, that is hard. As someone who is a perfectionist, I have to tell myself that every day, that I am not made to be perfect. I'm a flawed human being. And I don't always do things, quote unquote, perfectly or the right way. Because if I did, what's the point? I'm not going to learn anything. And that's kind of boring if you think about it. Because your body, it's a tool for creation. It's powerful, it's beautiful, and it is worthy of being seen. You know, I get it. It is not always easy. With diet culture and societal pressures, I mean, they'll have you believe that you need to look a certain way to be quote-unquote professional or quote-unquote polished. But think about the power of showing up exactly as you are. Imagine if we just all stopped holding ourselves back from creating or sharing our art because we thought our bodies weren't right. The arts are meant to be a space for freedom. They're meant to be a space for individuality, for self-expression. And our diverse bodies are the ones that make that possible. So friends, I really encourage you to show up and own your space. Your body, it's your canvas. It's your stage. It's your instrument. But most importantly, it is more than enough. Embrace it. And I guarantee you'll see just how much you have to offer to the world. Thanks for tuning in today, friends. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend, shoot me a message, and always leave a review. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say. Now remember, take care of your body. It's the only one you've got, and it's so good. Until next time, be kind to yourself, embrace your creative power, and show up in your body because it is always good enough.